Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 12, and we are watching David repent of his sin with Bathsheba. And we're on the back half of that chapter, and we note that David immediately begins to pray and plead with God to spare his baby's life. He fasted and he laid on the ground before the Lord all night long. The elders would try and encourage David to take a break, come eat something, get some rest. But David would not do it. He would not leave the presence of the Lord. He wouldn't stop begging and pleading on behalf of his son. And that type of behavior worried David's servants to the point that when the child actually did die, they were afraid of telling David the news in fear of what he might do now. To them, his behavior was so erratic and out of character that they had no idea what to predict when the child actually did die. But here's what I want us to notice as we move forward, that in repentance, there is worship. Here's what I mean. When David discovered that the child had died, David lifted his face out of the dirt. He took a shower, washing all the dirt, all the ash, all the signs of mourning off of him. He anointed himself with oil, the sign of joy, and he went into the temple and worshiped the Lord. And then after a worship service, he went to eat. That all seems kind of strange to us, right? It seems to us that now, after the baby had died, that would be the time for weeping. So what exactly was going through David's mind? Well, read 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 21 through 23. It says this, "While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, 'Who knows whether the Lord will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now that he is dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me.'" These words from David speak volumes about David's theology, about what he thought about God's nature, God's gracious nature. And it gives us direction as we repent of our own sin and deal with the fallout of the consequences. But more than anything, we see David worship. He saw God as just, and he saw God as kind, and he saw God as worthy of his worship. As you pray today, please remember Sean and Kendall Pasley and their family, our missionaries in France. And also remember the Maraba LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.